Snowboarding Hopeful, and you're listening to the H Train Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the hundreds that are listening and the thousands in attendance, welcome to Monday Night Live. Welcome to the H Train Show.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, now you're going to listen to the H Train
Oh, that's right.
I am skinny, dang it.
Dinosaurs are real.
Can still serve a purpose.
I'll be right back. Don't you go dying on me.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it is that time. Well, why isn't this...
What?
Well, for some reason, we go. Now we got video.
Swiss, what are you doing to us, man?
I'm telling you. Right, we'll have to massage that camera the other way a little bit. We have Holly joining us, too, today. She's learning the buttons.
Bad Hollywood.
But ladies and gentlemen, it is that time, broadcasting from the Colorado Media School here in Denver, Colorado. It is another episode of the H-Train Show. We're here, our only mission is to show all of our veterans and all of our men and women in uniform that there are more programs out there beyond the VA. Today, my name is H-Train. Today, my co-host is...
Rob.
And today on the soundboard is...
Roddy.
And overlooking my shoulder, I'm teaching her the buttons and everything. It is Miss Morning Wood herself.
Oh, my God.
Holly.
Morning Wood is her radio station. The button she's touching is on the boards. I'm not trying
I'm
to get
the
FCC.
Button.
I'm not trying to get FCC.
1,000 duck-sized horses.
Well,
please, I'm trying not to get FCC.
I don't know what happened. You kicked something.
You kicked. Blame it on Holly. Yep. Blame it on Holly.
I blame Swiss just because he's not here.
Well,
Swiss
is not here. Yeah, so there we go.
Hey, folks, how do we sound?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for riding with us.
Yeah, so we got to do the H Train.
I
played it.
All right, perfect, perfect. Well, we have a splendid show for you planned today. We're going to go over on the What The segment. We're going to talk about this this fighting experience, the Josh fight. We're going to get a little bit into that.
UFC?
We're going to talk about what happened at the UFC. We actually got some video that we're going to share. It's crazy how one guy can kick somebody and break his own foot. So, of all people, like jiu-jitsu and stuff, you might be able to shed some light on why he broke his foot, Rob.
Yeah, so what happened was he didn't drink his milk.
Okay.
That's all I got, man.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't drink his milk.
26 years as a medic. Years of medical
training. Up it on the vitamin D, buddy.
Oh, man.
You need more.
So, before we get into it, we're going to remind you of some dates. You know,
I'm not going
it's quite thrilling. It's quite thrilling. I don't know if you remember, Rob, but it was about 3 or 4 months ago. NBR, they took under a nonprofit that was trying to get its nonprofit 501c3.
Yeah, we talked about it at the board meeting.
Right. Well, an update. They got their nonprofit.
Oh yeah.
And this is their first event. They want us to broadcast from it. It is Operation Gratitude, and their fundraiser is June 12th. So I don't know if we're going to be able to dispatch anybody, but we're gonna try our best. But this is the reason why I don't know if we'll be able to dispatch people. April 26th, or not April 26th.
What the heck was he pointing at?
He was looking at the camera.
I was looking at the camera.
I'm looking at the board. I'm like, what the heck is he pointing at?
So, May 1st, Bighorn Auto.
That's this coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday. We'll be out there doing the remote, raising some money.
What is it for?
It's for Bighorn Auto every first of the month. They do a big nonprofit fundraiser. If you have a bike, if you have a Jeep, if you have a classic car, bring it out. It's a nice car show.
Side-by-sides, all right. That stuff.
Yeah.
Bring anything out. It's a sweet car show. Thank you to Bighorn Auto for supporting us. Thank you to the Rough Riders Motorcycle Club for that. Well, that's not blinding.
Can you turn that off?
Yeah.
Why? Does it give me an unhealthy
glow? It's just I saw that the lighting wasn't on, so I just changed it.
What the heck are you laughing about back there? It's weird having you in studio. I like listening to you laughing outside the studio.
I'm holding back. I'm not going to lie. I'm trying not to cackle as much as I normally do.
No, cackle away.
Well, Carl, please,
but
cackle.
I
want to
know
I'm
what that was. I have an unhealthy glow,
no,
and you started laughing.
Please,
how is that funny?
It's just funny that you were just worried about your complexion. Here's my glow.
Cackle.
All right.
Turn the light on. He's nuclear.
Time to find a new producer.
So, Holly's always joining us, and I'm like, well, hell, why don't we just bring her in so that I can teach her how to do the buttons and all that stuff. So, I think it'll be a good time.
I've been sitting here for 2 years. At no point have you ever said, hey, let's teach Rob the buttons.
I didn't think you wanted to. I can teach you. Oh, yes, I can teach you. Okay, then.
You saw what happened when I had the
Don't serve me the plate if you ain't going to.
Thank you, Bill, by the way. Thank you for dinner.
Yes.
We had BLTs tonight.
It's Military Monday here at the Colorado Media School. So all the interns and all the staffers, we get fed while we do the show and stuff. And then the other thing that we was going to talk about, so the I Want to Know. Probably is not going to happen today. We're going to talk about something that the conversation that we have outside about regulating a specific drug. Yeah. Is that what we're going to talk about during the I Want to Know?
I think we should.
Okay. Sure. All right. So that's what we're going to. That's where
like
we're going to be
here,
doing.
You definitely got to talk about the weed.
Yeah.
This is going to put us out there on blast. Huh?
Right.
Man, you live in Colorado. It's legal, dog.
Okay. Then,
nothing like throwing you under the bus.
I mean, literally, yeah. You know, shoot. I mean,
this dude's high right now. Look at him.
I am not.
Nobody's high. Do you smell marijuana?
I am not. But, I love this. So, Rob, in our little NBR forum, he posts a podcast of these guys drinking beer. And Rob says, I want to see where it says in writing where we can't drink. And I'm like, okay, no problem. But then I'm like, Rob, we already have people that think that I'm drunk on the show as it is now. And you want to bring alcohol in, what, just to fuel the fire?
Tell everybody you are hammered. See, I love having her in studio. This is awesome.
Holly's show, The Morning Wood, if you don't catch it, Mountain Standard Time, it is 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, if you don't catch a show, make sure you catch her shows on Thursdays. She does like a freestyle rap on Thursdays.
Ooh.
It's quite funny, actually.
It is so bad.
She's still beating her butts on downloads. She has a lot of downloads.
That's like being the prettiest ballerina in Texas. Nobody cares.
As long as you recognize. In Texas?
Yeah, you're picturing ballerinas in Texas right now, aren't you?
Oh, let's read some comments, shall we, ladies and gentlemen? Let's see here. We got Craig Stacks says, all killer, no filler. What's up, peeps? Tell me why Rob smells like gunpowder and bleach.
How are those two?
Rob's mic sounds weird tonight.
Yeah, well, it's because Holly was standing on it.
And then his face looks weird, too, but that's normal.
Hey, we have a couple of very regular listeners and commenters. So a huge shout out to Eric Reed, Craig Stackowitz, yes. Dana Miller, John Olp, Nick Burney. We have a couple of very regular listeners. We really, really appreciate your support.
Yes.
Please tell your friends about it. We really appreciate you guys listening.
Friends and family.
Yes, exactly.
And friends. Friends of the family.
Definitely. So, yeah, we have a...
Holly, did you draw that?
Thank you.
It's very impressive.
Yes.
Well, what? Now you can't. Now she got to show it.
No, I didn't.
She has to show it now.
Show everybody your drawing.
She got to show everybody the drawing. It's like... Is that a the vulva?
I've gone way
back. Is that the vulva? No, pull it up. It looks like the vulva. It's like, I see the two eggs there. It looks like the vulva.
For shape?
It's just like the vulva.
And she wrote it in Japanese.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
You guys didn't know I was bilingual.
Don't worry, listeners. I'm with you. I have no idea what they're talking about.
Oh, my God. That was
I'm just
awesome.
Trying to conduct a show, and then I got these guys.
I'm trying to do a serious radio program here, people.
Derailing the show just by talking about vulva.
This looks like it's the vulva.
No, I drive a Volkswagen. What are you talking about?
Nice save.
Oh, man.
Dude, you're going to have a rough time tonight.
It's bad.
You're really missing Jake right now, aren't you?
I am. I am. It's totally different.
What is going on?
That's hard trying to keep us on this and me.
This
doing
is what
keys.
ADD looks like.
Yeah.
Basically.
That's outstanding. All right, what else we got going on? So other live appearances.
Yes.
What else we
so May 22nd, we have the Grand Prix. I'll read it over here. My handwriting's better on this one. Oh. June 26th, Freedom Fest.
Woo, tell us about Freedom Fest.
Freedom Fest. Holly, you've got the information about that.
Oh, putting you on the spot.
I do. You're only allowed, let's see, it's June 26th. You're only allowed a water bottle, but you can come with a chair or a blanket, strollers.
Who's going to be there, Holly?
There's Warrant, there's...
Wait, Loverboy. The 80s band Warrant?
Yes.
No. Cherry Warrant. Pie, that one?
Yes.
And we're going to be there?
Yes. These Loverboy. Are like name brand bands.
Who
these
else
aren't
be there,
like...
Name
Holly?
Brand bands.
Loverboy.
Yes.
Name a song by Loverboy.
Hi, Loverboy.
That's right, you can't.
You can't.
That's not naming the song, Holly.
She's doing a beat.
That's
how
I'm going to get to remember it. I'm warming up that part of my brain.
Who? So Slaughter's going to be there?
Fly to the angels.
So we got a lot. And then before we got on the air today, I got a confirmation. Basically, a foot in the right direction that will be at Cheyenne Frontier Days as well.
Cheyenne, Wyoming?
Cheyenne. Yeah.
You see that? He didn't know.
No. I just call it Cheyenne Frontier Days. I keep forgetting it's in another state.
I hate country music.
I know. Well, and if you hate country music, you're going to really hate it that on July 24th, we have Vets Fest.
That's
going
to be awesome. That's the Disgruntled Vet Fest down in Colorado Springs. That is always a good time. If you have ever had a conversation with me and we talked about Rip It having a stand, that's where it was. It was at Disgruntled Vet Fest, and they were taking Rip It's and mixing them with alcohol. And they had a stand. This is like professional bartenders doing this. If you're a veteran, you know exactly what a Rip It is.
Yeah, I know exactly what a Rip
and
It
you,
is.
Didn't your stomach hurt just saying the
oh
word?
Oh, my God. It's the most generic Red Bull there is.
Yep, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness. Rip It. And that's exactly what you do after you drink it. You rip it.
Yes.
you yes, rip you one. Like,
so, yeah, come to Disgruntled Vet Fest, get yourself some Rip It's and vodka, I'm sure.
Yeah, so we have a lot of things. I think we have a lot of things going good.
My cigar
and then,
sucks tonight.
Huh?
My cigar sucks tonight.
Come on, man. I'm trying not to.
Why does it suck?
It's plugged. It won't draw.
Oh, my God. I'm trying not to make fun of you.
What? What are you
can't suck on your cigar because it's plugged up.
Yeah. It's got a plug right here.
Stop it.
What, dude?
We're going to get FCC. Welcome to the last show of the H-Train show.
Rob Steven writes, shave that stuff off your face, pork chop boy.
Pork chop boy. Who do love some pork chop.
And then Rip It saved my butt on 7-day mission in the stand.
See? Yeah, but your stomach hurts just saying the word, doesn't it, Stack? Got a little agita just talking about it. What do you mean? Hey, well, Steve, you don't like my little fuzz? What's up, man? It's better than the... What monkey tail that homeboy had for however many weeks?
2 months.
I don't know if your, like, mic is...
is like is, up an A? I don't know.
I
that's a great question. Eric Reed asked, are we giving away tickets to any of these festivals?
Ooh.
We should be. We're still waiting on.
I can find that out.
You know, the thing that I will say is that one thing that the COVID virus really did was it really froze progression. Like, there's a lot of things that we was in progression of getting, and now that things are kind of opening up, we're getting our foot in the door, which that's good, but we're still waiting on, like, what exactly they're going to let us do. You know, we know that we're promoting these events, but we don't know exactly what we're getting from them. We know that we're going to be interviewing some of the artists so that troops that are deployed, they can hear a little bit of home, but you know, until they get back home.
Look, man, all I'm saying is people that are deployed are not of the age group that listen to Warrant and Slaughter. That was us. We're out of the Army now.
Yeah.
Okay?
True.
That's not what the kids that are deployed are listening to right now.
They're not listening to that.
If I get Vet Fest tickets, I'll come to Colorado. Man, we don't want you coming to Colorado, dude. Christina Goodpasture says hi. What up, GP?
As soon as we get word on what we can give out and send out, we'll do it. We're supposed to be getting some hats here soon, and we'll be doing the contest for the hats.
I have
as well.
Confirmation that there is a box of hats sitting on my kitchen table right now that's a Boston Scally on it.
Yeah, there we go. I guess that isn't really a Boston accent, is it? It's like more like
I don't know, but I want to hear you do it again.
That's okay.
Scallywag, Boston, Mexico.
We're going to go on our first music break, and when we come back off that music break, it's basically us talking about fighting. So whatever you do, if you like UFC, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the Ace Train Show.
Hey, yes, my name is Ben Barto. I'm the owner of Barto Antler Knives and the founder and president of the Horns for Heroes Foundation that we adopted about 3 years ago, and also the owner of BartoWorld.com. And you're listening to the H-Train Show.
Get your phones ready. The H-Train Show wants to hear from you at 720-619-0627. Best caller text of the night wins a prize from the H-Train Show at 720-619-0627. MBR and the H-Train Show giving veterans a voice.
What Show's in the going world hell. Was that?
Show's over.
What was going on? We was like, are we on? I think we're on. I was like, everybody like looking around. I was like, we're on.
Were you not hearing the commercial in there?
Oh, shoot. I don't hear nothing.
It was kind of awesome to watch you doing your little dance while the commercial was playing, though.
Just like the music.
Knocking over my phone.
What headset is he? I'll turn
I think I'm
his...
on four.
Now we're turning their headsets on for them?
I don't hear anything.
The show's going to heck.
They said y'all. Okay, I can hear me now.
Okay, there we go.
That was awesome, dude. You had no idea that was going on.
I'm like, is
and
it
you're
right?
doing the.
So are we on?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't realize it, you're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening
awesome.
To the Ace Train Show, and it is that time, ladies and gentlemen. It is the what the moment.
Those are cool tats, man.
Oh, for real? Thank you, bro. You see the Cobra?
Mike is feuded about video plays? Uh-huh. It better not be.
That's my credo. No regrets.
Mm-hmm. You have no regrets?
Dad?
No.
Like, not even a single letter?
No way. Not me.
Well, I love him. I think he's great.
Okay.
I think he's a real winner, Casey. If I were you, I wouldn't use protection.
What the?
I love... That is... My favorite part of Mondays,
right?
There. That 15 seconds right there is what makes my day.
We are the Millers.
Right? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the one thing that
we're getting so many comments on your dance.
I was like, what are we doing? I mean, like, it's right there. That's the what the moment. Man.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
Roddy's dance skill. Because, yeah, he just steps in front of the camera and starts shaking
it. Nobody was like, everybody's looking in the air. And I'm like, I got to keep the show going.
Bernie says, well, hello, ladies. Rib, fib, fractures, terrible. Great dance moves. Noodle leg.
Noodle leg.
That's
and
what she calls
nice
me.
It's nice watching Rob lip sync to that opening every week.
No regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets.
Holly, you feel a little better? You got your notebook now?
I do. I have a way to channel.
She has a way to channel. That's good.
There we go. Maybe that's a little bit better. I'm like, it's hard for me to hear myself. I think I figure it out.
It's hard for us to hear you, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a new thing came out this week, and we decided that we're gonna talk a little bit about it.
Let's talk about it. What do we got?
And
I love this story. This is like my favorite thing right now.
I'm trying to see. Okay, there we go.
Oh, God, you have all those tabs open again. I miss Jake so much right now. How do you do that?
Nebraska Josh fight horde of dudes named Josh fight for the right to name.
It's funny.
I'll let you read it, Rob.
Well, if you stop scrolling, you're giving me a seizure right there. A viral year-old Josh fight meme came to life Saturday as a horde of guys named Josh gathered in a random Nebraska field to fight for the right to keep this common name, according to the organizer Josh Swain. The fight to be the one true Josh started exactly 1 year ago when Josh gathered every other Josh he could find on Facebook and challenged them to a battle. I'll get this. You relax. You go ahead and do your thing. I got this. 4/24/21 at noon. Meet at these coordinates. He gave it a place. We fight. Whoever wins gets to keep the name. Everyone else has to change their name. You have to prepare. You have a year to prepare. Good luck. The meme took off on social media, and Josh decided to follow through with the Josh fight. Air Park Green area in Lincoln, Nebraska. Holy crap. Look at all those people.
Oh, we got to play it.
That is awesome.
We got to play it.
The Josh fight has become absolute mayhem. Pool noodles. If we play that video, are we going to get caught up in copyright stuff?
No.
I don't know. Only one way to find out.
Let's click. Look at all those Joshes.
Listen, Mike's.
You listen.
I'm Josh.
We are supporting the children's...
There's no way. There's no way that girl was named Josh. That is awesome.
Why is Josh dressed like Spider-Man?
Bigfoot.
There was no Josh Parker. It was Peter Parker.
All right, good. We got the idea. Look, and some of them are running for their life. That's awesome.
It's like the Josh Hunger Games. it's like the Hunger Games.
I volunteer as tribute. That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
So they had that this weekend. That tells a little bit about it. It was like a big fight weekend.
Are you seeing Eric Reed's comment? This is why we can't have nice things.
That fight would have been better.
Don't read it out loud.
Oh, my gosh. I love this. But, you know, it's funny because then this happened this week, and we're gonna play the video. Oh,
we're definitely getting copyright after this one.
Probably. Here we go.
Chris Weidman.
Ready.
And Uriah Hall. Blue trunks for Weidman, black trunks for Uriah Hall. On Monday, Hall was the favorite. He closes a slight +105 betting underdog per DraftKings Sportsbook.
So
did you watch the fights?
Huh?
Did you watch the fights?
I did not.
So I only saw them, like, I was working, so I had only caught, like, the after fights and stuff like that. That was an amazing UFC event. That was one of the
fastest UFC events I've ever seen.
Rose Namajunas, dude?
Yeah.
I love Thug Rose, and she's a Denver local.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Love that chick. So I was excited to see her. But why do we have so many lollipops on the table?
I have no idea.
How many licks it takes to get a Tootsie Roll Pop?
Three. Chocolate. According to Mr. Owl, I can't have chocolate anymore. I'm not allowed to eat chocolate anymore. It's not good for me.
we're gonna talk
about that off air. Good Lord. But the Josh thing cracks me up. Can you imagine if, like, a group of Joels, group of Hollies, group of Robs, group of
It's gonna be one person. I'm gonna be right there, standing in the center of the field.
I'm ready.
Hey guys, I'm ready.
No, it's you and Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey. Oh shoot, she would kick my ass.
Slapping someone with a pool noodle and saying you're just joshing them.
Oh, I'll slap Ronda with just a pool noodle.
I'm never gonna look at a pool noodle the same. I don't think.
Oh yeah, you do. You sure won't.
And better than that, what does your Google search history look like that you find stories like this?
Oh, dude. I literally just like go over TikTok. It finds me. In fact, like we won't use it tonight, but tonight would have been a good one because I want to know.
Yeah,
we can tell that subject. That segment, that's probably not going to happen because...
Well, not tonight,
Matt can't make it. Oh, no. But, like, I was going to do, like, a TikTok Times and show some of these TikTok videos that are... They're freaking hilarious.
Like I said, I made fun of you for a year while you were on TikTok, and then you had Jacoby on here, and that was one of the funniest dudes I've ever heard. That was the best interview we've ever done. And, right. Yeah, that's, I mean, now I see the humor in TikTok. It's pretty funny.
So, in his last... Jacoby video, he talks about how he's starting something positive. He's stopping smoking. So he bought this like vape thing and he's like, I hate all of them except this one. This one tastes like an Irish man shitting on a rainbow.
I don't know what to make of that.
I don't either.
So somewhere in San Diego, someone on an FM radio station right now is having a panic attack trying to find the bleep button right now.
Oh, we haven't said anything like...
No, don't really say it!
Those, 1,000 duck-sized horses!
Yeah, we haven't said anything.
And I love that you have last week's nasty cigar sitting in here. That cracks me up.
It's important to me. I'm not going to throw away. I'm going
to
smoke.
That's important to you?
Did you even smoke
everything
it?
Everything that you give me is important to me.
Oh, yeah? Is it?
Yes.
Where's your coaster? I'm sorry, what were you saying? What were you saying?
Lost.
It's weird how your coaster keeps getting lost.
Yeah.
So strange.
I'll get you a coaster, then we can worry about where
Okay. Oh, challenge accepted.
Okay.
Where are you going to find a butthole coaster? Huh? You don't know where to find them.
I don't.
Your fat bald friend does.
All right, so we have that fight going on. Something that happened this week. Have you guys ever ate... God, what is
that? I'm sorry, say that. I'll get in English.
Have you guys ever ate at Casa Bonita's?
Casa Bonita's?
Yes.
Casa Bonita's.
Yeah, whatever.
Casa Bonita's. No, I haven't.
He's not rolling his R's.
He's at Casa... I don't know if it was like Casa Bonita's.
He's from Indiana. Give the guy a break,
it
man.
It was his casa. You got to say it right. Casa Bonita's. So you don't go to Burger King. You go to Burger King. You don't go to. You gotta say it right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You gotta pronounce it right. Yeah,
your
like,
look of genuine confusion for a minute there. Casa Bonita. What the heck's a Casa Bonita?
Well, anyway, so evidently they were having a hard time during this pandemic.
Huh?
And there's a lot of people that showed up. I believe it was Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and. They did a benefit for them.
Okay.
Gave them a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I brought this up is one of the news stories that we go through is...
Oh, look at you.
It's called FARC. And it actually...
Well, now I'm going to look this up. FARC. Look at all that.
Look at all this FARC stuff. It's FARC.
Anyways,
it's starting to smell in here with the FARCs. All these stories are FARCs.
It had the Kate.
This is diarrhea on the screen right now. We're seeing FARCs. We're seeing nothing but little FARCs. Which FARC? Where are we going
read
to?
Your FARC.
My favorite part,
we had the Casa Benitas.
My favorite part is that it completely unfazes him. He's not fazed the slightest.
It's like,
but he's like, yeah, I'm on FARC.com. What's your problem?
So with this.
Oh my God, that headline is awesome. Tell me you're putting that up.
Yes. Yeah. I'm putting this up.
Oh.
Definitely the food isn't the best part of Casa Bonita.
They'll openly admit the food, that burrito is straight out of the microwave.
I just want to, let's see here.
Oh,
have you ever eaten there, Holly?
No.
You ever been to Casa Bonita?
Casa Bonita.
Dude, you're missing out. If you get the chance to, it's not you're not going there for the food, like the headline
says.
Yeah,
you're not going. Where are we going?
But it is an experience. So you've been?
No, I've never been.
Oh, dude, it's Again, you're not going for the food, but it, Jake's wouldn't have much fun in Vegas to tune in. Yes, he is. Mm. Would you rather slap her with a black pool noodle?
What are they reading?
Oh, my God. I'm not reading any comments. Oh, don't click on that.
No, don't not click on that. The black pool noodle.
Oh, my gosh. It's getting out of hand. But, yes, Casa Bonita is an experience. You don't go there for the food. You did. You put it up. Why would you put it up? Oh, my God.
It's too late
awesome.
Now.
We yeah, can. Exactly. But, I mean, it is. It's gas station burritos.
Let's I think call
it
the
what
only
it is.
Thing that they're
that sounds
that's
nasty.
Even
gas
edible is the
sopapillas. Yeah, they are. So you've been there.
I have, unfortunately.
Threw Cass on the back of the hog, rode out to Casa Bonita for dinner.
She goes with her family. It's like a hidden gem, and I'm like, that is not a hidden gem.
Yeah,
hidden
exactly.
Gem, and
look, if South Park has
they hit
an episode
it for a
about
reason.
It, yeah, exactly.
They hit it for
well,
a
that's
reason.
The other thing too is it's in a super sketchy neighborhood.
Oh,
in
yeah,
Denver?
It is.
It's yeah. off the facts, dude.
Oh, the cold
like,
facts.
Not the good section of the facts, either.
Oh, the facts. Oh, no.
Yeah, it is.
Where's the good section of the facts? I'm still trying to figure that out.
I don't know the good section.
Where's the good section of the facts?
I don't know
the cold facts. I mean, out of all the streets, the cold facts hasn't changed.
There we go. I can hear myself a little bit better now.
Oh, there we go.
But,
yeah, we can, too.
Yeah, we was having a good time.
It's really sad.
So anyways, so that's what's going on.
They're starting
with,
a GoFundMe for it.
To keep it alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are working this hard to keep Casa Bonita alive.
So what's the experience?
Is oh, it- so first of all, my favorite part.
Yes.
Like once an hour, a gorilla comes running through the dining room. If I'm lying, I'm dying. A gorilla comes running through the dining
like
room.
Like race style?
Race? I mean,
like he's racing or just?
No, he's running.
You're looking for specifics here. This is the question you have.
I'm taking this.
A gorilla comes running through
a guy in a gorilla costume,
and you're like, "Well, I mean, is he running from someone? Is he scared? Is it a scared gorilla? I don't know, Holly. I did stop to ask him. It's a gorilla running through the living room.
Hot tray.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like every hour, there's a gorilla running. Is
he
running? Is he jogging?
There is. Yeah, it's just like,
is he wheezing?
Is he wearing sneakers?
It's
I mean,
like, well, that's a gorilla.
Those Vibram Five Fingers, is he wearing those? Because how does he fit the thumb toe
well,
in
why
there?
Can't the gorilla have a job? Yeah.
It's a gorilla, Holly. What more do you want to know? In the meantime, there's also a pool in the center of the restaurant, and every hour they have cliff divers. Dude comes out dressed like Tarzan. And cliff dives, like high dives, into this pool.
And he goes, ah.
How's he go?
He goes,
I guess I got to go down.
Nice jungle
I got to go down. We're going, Holly. We're going.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going. I'm going.
Have
now.
You not been there before?
I have never been there.
Field trip.
Field trip. I got to see
that. Broadcast radio field trip.
We're going to do a remote there.
Yup. Yup.
At Casa Bonita's, every hour and hour, you're going to see the gorilla jump.
The only problem is the girl's going to go running past, and Holly's going to chase him. Wait, I have questions!
I am.
Where are you going to work? How do you work?
I am. How'd you get so worried? Where's your zipper?
Does the gorilla know? Does the zoo know you're here?
So, yeah. Where's your black pool noodle?
Oh, no, God. And there it goes. We're on the cliff. We're on the cliff. And we fell.
We didn't fall. The black pool noodle. Poodles can't be black.
Oh, God. Poodles.
Pool noodles can't be black. You know what I'm saying?
I love how we went from Casa Bonita's to poodles.
This is what ADD looks like.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is my fourth attempt of keeping this show on rail.
This head, my head. We went to poodles.
It's an experience. But yes, the sopapilla, you'll raise the flag if you want some more sopapillas. And the lady will come in, sopapilla? Yes. You actually got to say si.
Because you don't want to be in the way with the running
ready gorilla. Right? No.
I love that you had questions.
The ready gorilla.
That's my favorite part. Wait, why is the gorilla running? It's going to crack me up for the rest of the day. I need to be clear about this.
So why is he running? Why is there? Is he running from what's in the kitchen? Is it the food that bad?
Was he on the special?
So I've told you that my wife is like hyper competitive, right, H?
Right.
She's hyper competitive.
Right.
I sent her a text a couple days ago.
I'm like, hey, baby, it's time to start spicing things up. We should start doing some role-playing.
Okay.
You're going to put on a banana suit, and I'm going to put on a gorilla suit, and we're going to go run a 5K. And she's like, who else is running the 5K? Can I win it? I think you're missing the point, hon. We skipped right over the whole role-playing part, didn't we? And you're like, how do I win this? Really, dude?
She's trying to win
it. This is like my attempt at dirty texting, and she's like, I could win this. I'm pretty sure I can beat you.
Let me tell you about Texas. Uh-oh. Okay?
Here we go.
You
should have seen Holly's face. Like, uh-oh.
I can tell you a whole comedy bit about helping my father ordering an Uber. Let me tell you how this text goes, all right?
You're worried, too, right now,
no,
right?
No. I actually got a comedy bit about this
guy. H. I need to go somewhere. Okay. You need an Uber. Right. Okay. How do you do it? Create an account. How do I do that? Okay. You go to the App Store. I don't have an iTunes store on my phone. Yes, you do. Okay. Found it. All right. Now what do? Download it. Okay. I've downloaded it. Now what do? And this keeps on going on for about an hour and a half.
Wow, you are really patient.
Yeah.
You are really patient.
No, I'm not patient. Half the time, I just have the phone sitting there while I was smoking, trying to think, how can I help my dad? Can I record a display? So then I record a display and send it to him. And he's like, I don't know how you got to the three dashes. Okay, did you look at the video? Totally didn't work in the video. So, yeah.
I love your dad. Great guy. I've met him a couple of times. Yes. We're late for a music break.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank God. With that being said, we're going to go on a music break. And when we come back, Rob, who are we talking to?
Natasha Brugger from First in Nutrition.
So whatever it is, stay with us. Don't go away. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the H Train Show.
Hey there. This is Matt. And DJ Like It or Not from Black Cat Wax, and you are enjoying the H Train Show on KNSJ 89.1, Descanso.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And if you didn't know, you're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. Second page, hit it.
I got you. Today's interview of the week is brought to you by Colorado Moto Service. We make motorcycles happy, and they tend to make their owners even happier.
Ladies and gentlemen, today, courtesy of Rob hooking this interview up, we have Natasha. And I'm not going to even begin to try to pronounce your last name. But welcome to the show.
Now,
thanks. Now, thanks for having me.
Do you prefer Natasha, Tasha, Nat, Agent Romanoff? What do you
Agent
prefer?
Romanoff. No, really, I am squarely in the just don't call me late for dinner. if it's easier for you, let's go by Tasha. That works.
And the rest of us, we can spell it now. It took a couple of weeks. How do you pronounce your last name?
Brugger.
Oh, well, that's not even close to what we were thinking.
I know, right?
I owe you a beer, Holly. Sorry about that.
Manuga.
So, Natasha Brugger from First in Nutrition. So, the reason we asked Natasha to come on the show today is, I've been working at the VA now for almost roughly a year and whatnot. One of the overwhelming things I see at the VA is that we as veterans and the veteran population, we do not take care of ourselves when we exit the military. I don't know what happens. All discipline goes out the window, and we're like, I'm going to survive on a steady diet of Chipotle burritos and orange cherry Coke, or whatever the heck it is people are drinking these days. Natasha, thank you for coming on the H-Train Show. We really appreciate having you. Tell us about – so you're a Navy veteran, correct? Were you a SEAL, I'm assuming? Everybody in the Navy was a SEAL,
Oh,
right?
For sure. Yeah. For sure. That SEAL life, for yes. sure. I was in the intelligence, field. I was a CTI.
Okay.
So I had
I had actually been taking Arabic in college, and I joined in 08, big push in Iraq. Totally thought they'd teach me Arabic, you know, further. That would make sense. And in the way
she
that
listened to the recruiter,
they're like, we're going to teach you Spanish. So I became a Spanish linguist. I did 6 years.
Does this mean we're invading Spain?
No.
Damn.
No. Not even that. A little.
Damn it.
Spain's, I mean, we're on good terms with Spain. We're on good terms.
All right, we'll go with it. So how does that go translate into I want to be a nutrition coach?
Well, so I was a bigger girl most of my life, and I did the thing where I like starved myself just enough to get into the military, and then kind of did the kind of standard thing that you hear where I would be out of rags and then into rags and then out of rags and then into rags.
You're singing
and I actually
my song.
Even went as far. Go ahead.
You're singging my song, dude. Oh, that yeah. Whole, I wish I had found you in 1999.
Right? A lot of us do this. Yep. And then, you know, as the pattern goes, I got out of the military and then I got real big, like real big. And it was one of those, I was profoundly unhappy with myself. I was profoundly unhappy with my life. And I was one of those, like, I cannot keep doing this. And so I found Jonathan and Ann through just like a random, I don't have any personal connection with them, but it was immediately like, oh, these are my people. These are my people. This is where I'm supposed to be. I have dropped about 55 pounds over the course of 4 years, and you know, doing that through a divorce, a move, grad school, like all of the like life events that usually people don't continue to make physical change in a good way. Uh-huh. I did that through, and then you know, after a while, they were like, "Hey, have you ever considered coaching?" And I was like, "That's exactly what I want to do with my life." And that was.
Man, you are perfect for radio. Did you all see that? That was awesome. All right. So how long have you been a coach for?
I started coaching in summer of 19. So
very nice. So you've been doing it quite a while then. So
yeah, I'm getting to the point where I'm like, okay, I got my sea legs. I know what I'm doing now. Like, well,
you nailed it. Like that was from the day that I set, when I went to MEPS, the day I went to MEPS, my recruiter was like, no food for you, tons of fun. You're going to starve yourself until you make height weight, get into the Army. And then it was a battle for 26 years. And now that I'm out, I'm losing the battle. However, like you said, Jonathan is one of the most sincere guys I've ever met. So, yeah, I really like what they're doing there. It's good stuff. So tell us about the veteran population. You already started to. Tell us about the veteran population and – we're not taking care of ourselves, long story short. You are the exception, not the rule. Talk us through that.
Well, you know, I think that this begins before we're out, right? When we are in, it's perform, perform, perform. You've got the heavy hands of the military. You've got PT. A lot of us are younger. Our metabolisms can keep up with like 6 Red Bulls and a Big Mac. Plus, we know we've got PT. Like, it's going to be fine. And what happens is we either get out through separation or, you know, end of service or, you know, we retire and we try to keep that pattern up and we're no longer outpacing our input. And then it just.
Yeah. By far.
And then, yeah. And what often happens is you, we see people just like accept that this is what it is, right? We look around, this is what most of our veteran friends are. We've all put on 20 pounds. And so it's like, well, I guess this is just my life now. It doesn't have to be. Does not have to be.
Dude, that's some seriously inspiring words. That's a good thing. You are setting an example that others hope to achieve. So I like what you're doing a lot. Tell us about First in Nutrition. Why wouldn't I just go on the keto Facebook page and do that? Or why wouldn't I go on to the –
right, because there's some people that are commenting.
Yeah,
like,
we're getting,
you know, it's so expensive to eat healthy, you know?
Well, and we've been getting questions all week, so I'll get to those in a minute. But what makes tell us about First In.
So with First In, you know, you're paired with a coach. And really one of the biggest things that we do is we meet you where you are, right? Any person on the internet can give you 3 numbers – here's your calories.
Yep.
I'll starve you. Okay. And yeah, you can hit those
for 3 weeks until you've been surviving on tuna and twigs and you hate everything. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to go lose your mind at the buffet. And we say, you know, that's not the way to lasting change. We start you where you're at. We work on making incremental changes. And we really work on this being like an all-encompassing life change so that someday, like the goal is that someday you'll say, you know what, I don't need you guys anymore. I just really like you and want to continue to work with you. That's our goal for our people, you know, the family that we
that's
have.
That's our goal.
So there's hope for, let's say I'm a former Olympian, and now I survive on Marlboros and what is today?
Oh, man.
Cherry Coke. Is you're saying there's hope for all of us? Is that what I'm hearing
Absolutely.
You say?
Absolutely. And if you know what, if your Cherry Coke is something that you want to prioritize, we will show you how. That might mean you have to balance the rest of your day to get that Cherry Coke in, but it's not impossible.
So like if one of your friends like bought you a really cool water bottle and a coaster,
but you never bring it. You know, I tell you that I use it, but when I use it, you're not around.
Filling it with vodka does not count as using it.
When I went to jiu-jitsu, I used it. You wasn't there at jiu-jitsu, so you didn't see it.
You didn't see it.
You didn't see it. Just
if
because
no
you don't
you
see
water,
it doesn't mean I'm not doing
it.
Exactly. See?
Know what?
If no one sees it, did it get used?
It got used. I used it. I filled it up about 5 or 6 times.
You didn't post it on Instagram. It didn't happen, bro.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. So we got a bunch of
happen.
Once I shared that you were coming on the show, I was getting inundated with Facebook messages. Hey, do you know about this? Do you know about this? So one of the first questions we got was guys that work overnights. So we have a couple of people, listeners, that are cops and things like that on the overnights. Is there hope for them?
Absolutely. That is something that's first in is geared toward first responders. It was born out of Jonathan and Ann, former firefighters, and they were watching these people who have pledged their lives to their communities, not taking care of themselves. And they said, we have to do better for ourselves, for our each other, for our community. So we are really like, which is a special place in our heart for the people that are like, yeah, I know what I should be doing is sleeping 8 hours and, you know, resting and meditating, but that's just not real life for me. What can we do? I'm just saying.
Real life catches up to you.
It does. And no one exists in a vacuum, right? So everyone knows what the perfect situation is, but that's not real life for anyone.
Yeah, it really, I get you. Running a radio station, you know, stuff like that, interns. Anyway, I'm not sure if you can see some of the questions that some of our listeners have posted. One of the first questions we got from our longtime listener is, it's so expensive to eat healthy. That is not a question. He didn't put a question mark after it, but I'm not an English major. So can you respond to that?
I'm going to read that with the upward inflection of it being interrogative.
Wow.
What'd she say?
There's people with fourth grade reading levels here.
So, right? So maybe I can speak out of layman terms and ask, so can you give us like a demo or a demonstration of something that we can make that's healthy, less than 10 minutes, that it's quick and on the go?
And inexpensive.
And inexpensive.
Absolutely. So the first thing I want to like touch on here is that healthy is something that a person is, right? Food doesn't have biomarkers. Food doesn't have cholesterol level. But that's semantics. I know what we're saying here, right? One of my favorite things to do is I get like the prepared meat, either deli meat. I eat a lot of deli meat, or like the like carnitas stuff that's in like the not the frozen section, but like the cold section. I'll get bulk prepped protein and like a bag of veggies, and then a fat of my choice. So I super like avocado. Maybe you don't like avocado. It's okay. You're entitled to your wrong opinion. and I will throw that all into a bowl. And I have found, you know, through the course of, you know, again, 4 years doing this, I actually spend less money on food now because I am now like being more aware of my consumption. And I am no longer like housing a whole, you know, pizza, like that pizza lasts me like 3 sessions. So there's a lot of different ways that we come at this. Cause again, everyone knows that what we, you know, what is the best thing for our body is lean meat and veggies and healthy fats. But the reality is, like, that's not always the best thing for our hearts and our souls. Sometimes what we want is a pizza. So, okay, how can we make a pizza work in occasionally?
Let's just click on that comment right there.
Yeah, I feel pizza helps.
Pizza helps. Sometimes, look, I'm officially, if food isn't the problem, food's not going to be the answer. But sometimes pizza helps. Well, that's just my life.
Natasha, when was the last time you ate ice cream?
Literally like an hour and a half ago.
Wow. Look at how happy Holly is right now.
I was literally like, you know what I really want this afternoon? And again, though, it took some budgeting. And that took me looking at my entire day saying, you know what? I had a lean breakfast. I know I'm having something a little bit fattier for dinner. So for dinner, I'm having pork carnitas. So I decided that I didn't want to have the tortillas on that. I'm going to have a salad. And I had my ice cream an hour and a half ago. And I have not a single regret about making that decision. But that was a decision I made. It's, you know.
I like our listener's comment, self-revelation. I need to be healthy or I will die. Us veterans, we don't get that part. So, by the way, my cigar is sitting outside right now. That's not the point. That's not the point.
We are the least healthiest group.
We are. How does that
ever.
Happen like
it's
that?
Like, yeah, it's crazy.
How does that happen?
You know, I'm going to tell you why it happened.
Tell me.
And you can tell me if I'm wrong or not, Natasha, okay? But when I was with the Paralympic team, I had a very structured diet and very structured pretty much everything. And I did that for 5 years. And when you do that for 5 years, you get to the point where I'm like, I don't care. I just wanna eat, have, you know, happy life, you know, comfort food, whatever.
But that's what she's saying. You can have that.
Right. Well, I'm just saying though, I ate really healthy and stuff, organic crap for 5 years.
Man, you've never had an organic anything. Come on, dude.
No, when he was on the ski team, we had all
organic Marlboros?
Organic everything.
Organic food, everything.
I think it's a very common thought process that, you know, we try to do this all or nothing thing. And this is very common in the military, right? If you're going to do it right. If you're not all in, you're all out. Okay. And that doesn't, again, that just does not jive with someone who wants to live their life. You know, if I tell you, like, yeah, the only way you're going to reach your goals is, again, take twigs and tuna. You're going to be like, you're really going to consider, like, is it worth it? Odds are not, really. No. That sounds horrible for a long time, like a life? No. But when we realize that there is the possibility of having these things that bring us joy and that taste really good and, you know, have these in moderation while, yes, making progress on our goals, you know, there is freedom in structure.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah, that's a Jonathanism, man. Wow. That man is full of.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And don't let our listener Craig Stackowitz lie to you. That dude's a triathlete. So when you're not eating, are you like doing a triathlon every day?
Me? No.
I like how quick she answered that. No.
I am trying to become a runner. I am 5'2", you might not be able to tell that I'm not a huge human of a being. So like, I am booking it if I am like getting like a 10-minute mile. Like that is as fast as my little legs can run. So that's been like my like recent goal is like, you know what, I'm gonna learn to run. I'm gonna be a runner. I tend to gravitate toward weightlifting, but that's what I like.
Yeah.
So
I like your attitude. I like your attitude a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
That's crazy.
Hit the button, dude. Hold on.
Today's time to shine is brought to you by Law Offices of Diane Sawaya. That smart, aggressive, compassionate. It's more than a slogan. It's our mission.
This is your time to shine, baby. It's your time to shine.
Say it.
Natasha, this is your time. What?
You missed the cue, man.
Say what?
That was me singing that right there.
Oh,
no, it wasn't.
I have a boy band inside when you're not
I love
on
it.
Radio.
I love it. I'm here for it.
Now go ahead.
Man, he's been derailing the show ever since the start.
This is what ADD
Jake,
is like.
need you.
Jake, come back. Please,
Natasha,
Jake.
Maybe there's something that we didn't ask you that, you know, there's something that you wanted to bring up to our listeners. This is your 2 minutes to shine. Say whatever you would like. This is your platform.
Kind of
like you want an Oscar,
whatever you
want to
talk about.
Whatever, you know what? I my thing, so like we all of our coaches kind of have like our like catchphrase, and mine is stop stopping. So many people, they get started, they start making some progress, and then life happens and they're like, "Oh, I guess I can't do it 100%, so I'm going to do it none." Stop doing that. Stop stopping. Whatever your goals are, like you absolutely can work your way to them through, you know, baby steps, and scratching my computer. Yeah. Stop that.
You're rapping.
Stop stopping.
Stop stopping.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What? You, oh, hey, you got another
minute.
You got a minute.
Go. Come on. Stop stopping.
Tell us a joke.
Go check us out. Go check out First In Nutrition, man. We have a very large veteran population. Again, we do cater toward, you know, first responders. So, you know, the community that we have is really, really something special. I anticipate that, you know, like that sense of belonging is something that you guys talk about within this community. I've not felt like I belonged somewhere since the military, like I do with First In. And
Jonathan, the owner of the business, is one of the most sincere people I've ever had a conversation with. It's like scary how sincere the guy is.
Truly.
So yeah, I totally get what you're talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking to Natasha Brugger. Did I get it right?
Close.
We'll go with it. With First In Nutrition. Thank you so much for being a part of the show today. We sincerely appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to be a part of our show and talking to our veteran community. And thanks a lot for being on the H-Train show. Natasha Brugger, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Woo, bye.
That was a couple of good ones.
Yeah, it was.
Freedom through structure and stop stopping.
Yeah,
I like it. I like it a lot.
Well, y'all need to stop going. Let's keep going. Yeah, y'all smell like I smell like Fritos and cigars.
Yeah, exactly. I sweat. We do. We are like sweating out like deviled eggs and cigars.
Oh my god, this is crazy.
Well, I'd like to present to everybody that I had my first BLT today.
This is unreal.
It blows my mind that you've never had a BLT before.
You never had a BLT. You never knew the magic.
You know what's crazy is like my wife has had BLTs, you know. And she's like, "Hey, you want to buy them?"
Have you had a bacon cheeseburger?
I've had a monster burger from Wendy's.
That's not even where they make the monster burger. That's not even where a monster burger from Wendy's.
Yeah,
that's the what's the is they say they make the Baconator.
The monster
like, is for Carl's Jr.
I don't know the name,
dude. I grew up on BLTs. It was the summertime food.
Yeah, that's the great food.
You would grow tomatoes in your garden,
right?
And yeah,
lettuce.
Lettuce, tomato. Bacon, lettuce, and tomato. You on toast. You have to toast that thing.
You don't have to toast it necessarily. As long as you had the mayonnaise.
But it's better if you toast it.
It's better if you toast it.
Yeah,
It's better. It makes
Don't put it on a bun. You're gonna ruin it.
When I had mine today, I was really surprised. It was pretty good. That's all I was saying.
It's pretty refreshing, isn't it?
Yeah, he said last week something about BLTs, and like I mean, it's just something about me. Like I feel dumb going into a grocery store buying a bottle of water, you know. I'd rather buy like a little bottle or whatever from dollar store and then, you know,
put
faucet water. I just feel dumb buying that. So if I went out to a restaurant or something, I'm not going to order a BLT because I feel like that's dumb. BLT is something that you would have at home.
Agree.
So that's one of the reasons why I've never really had a
but
BLT
it took you
until
this
today.
Long. It took you this long. I mean, you had all
to
your
his
life.
Credit, I don't think I would go to a restaurant.
No, I get that.
And order a BLT.
I get that, but it's like you had your whole life to sit up there and say, "Oh, I can make this at home." But you had your whole life to make it at home.
Yeah,
you tried.
Like, and,
I'm not paying $12 for a BLT. I'll give you that.
To be honest, if I was a really big bacon nut,
Like, I love bacon, okay?
No, we all do.
But no, I don't love bacon. I can eat bacon, but I don't love it, love it. I think that might be one of the reasons why I've never had a BLT. You know, because I've...
Are you a sausage guy?
No, I don't like sausage either.
What?
No, I like tacos.
Holly, Ray.
You like a boss? You like some part of the pig? You like the ribs? You like?
What do you?
Where's the gorilla?
What do you have? Where's the gorilla?
Where's the gorilla?
What do you have with your eggs in the morning?
Usually, I put ketchup on my eggs. I didn't ask that.
What do you have?
I don't have on the side. I'm not really a size person. That pisses my wife off. When I go to like Popeyes or KFC, I'll just get a bucket of chicken. She's like, "No, you gotta have sides." And I'm like, "Why? Why do you have to have sides? It costs extra for sides. I'm not gonna eat sides." And let me tell you, if you order dark meat bucket, it's a lot cheaper than ordering dark and white meat altogether.
I think we found a button. We hit a button.
I want some dark meat chicken, no sides with the eggs, nothing. I just want eggs.
And I heard you correctly. You put ketchup on your eggs?
I do.
That's fair.
Mad props.
That's fair.
Mad props. That belongs on scrambled eggs.
My wife nearly throws up when I put ketchup on eggs. She has to leave the other room.
What?
Yeah.
Ketchup. That's what ketchup was invented
for.
Oh,
she doesn't like it, man.
It's a vegetable. Technically, you're having a veggie slurpee.
I poured it on it, and she was like, "Oh, that's so good." And then she had to go out in the garage. The smell bothers her from ketchup and eggs.
You know, to her credit, so I put peanut butter on my beef stew, and my wife just about gags every time I do that.
That's gaggable offense.
What?
That's a gaggable offense. Peanut butter on beef stew?
Peanut butter comes in the beef stew MRE, so when you're starving...
Right, Eric?
Joel is speaking my language, fried chicken. I'm going to withhold comment on that one.
All right. With that being said, I think we got to go to break.
We are right on time.
All right. So when we come back from break, we'll be hitting the...
I don't know what we want to know.
You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the Ace Train Show, and we don't get derailed again.
Yeah, this is Mike Villalobos from Blue Collar Criminals. You're tuned in to the H Train Show.
Alright, everybody, and we are back. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the Ace Train Show. And one of the files that isn't playing, and I don't know why it's not, but we'll go ahead and play it real quick. For some reason, it's just not playing. We'll play this real quick because it's important, especially during this time. We're going to play this real quick.
Get your phones ready. The H-Train Show wants to hear from you at 720-619-0627. Best caller text of the night wins a prize from the H-Train Show at 720-619-0627. MBR and the H-Train Show giving veterans a voice.
And the reason why I play that real quick, because we're getting ready to... We'll play the I Want to Know segment, but the service officer isn't going to be with us today. He has, I guess his wife is pregnant, having a baby, so we're not going to have him on today. But
all the HIPAA violations.
He's going to have that kid his whole life.
Yeah.
We get him for 20 minutes on a Monday night.
Yeah.
Really? You can have your kid anytime, yeah. Dude.
So our thoughts and our prayers are out with Matt and his family, and we're going to play the I Want to Know. There was a discussion that was brought up today, and Rob and Roddy is going to basically kind of fight it out, I think.
We're not going to fight. We're just going to
Yeah, because he knows he'll lose. What the heck, man?
I'm not losing.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to know.
I want to know!
Do you think they were real?
No.
Dinosaurs are real. Maybe not.
I wanna know.
Somebody's really Googling that.
I love that every head in the studio was bobbing while that was playing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She was lip-syncing in the behind.
Yeah, she was. Room.
I really want to know. So remember, you can comment in like you have during the show this whole time, or you can reach us out, text or call 720-619-0627. The topic of today is
weed.
Marijuana. Will it be in the VA healthcare?
No.
Ever in the next 10 years?
No, no, no. That's not the conversation.
That's not the conversation.
That is not the conversation. So set the scene. So there we were. No poop, no lie.
No poop.
No.
Please don't poop.
Eating our BLTs, not on toasted bread. It was delicious.
It's still good.
It's still good. Joel's first. It was delicious.
Delicious.
Roddy makes some comment about how weed is going to be legal in the United States
I
military
believe within 5 years.
I believe what
I said. You said sealed. you said like I believe. I said it. I was like, no, I believe it will become legal with that active duty military members will be able to smoke marijuana within the next 5 years of the military. It will be approved.
And why do you say that?
I say that because like how the United States is going right now, like 11 states have recreational marijuana legalized. 33 states have some form of marijuana legalized. CBD is legalized everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I think it's unavoidable. It's got to happen. I mean, at the time, we wasn't allowed to use social media. When I was in the military, we wasn't allowed to use social media. All of a sudden, Facebook.
They're all over TikTok.
We all TikTok, Facebook, and they say, hey, we can't stop this train from coming in. Let's start doing it. So let's just legalize it, and now you can use Facebook and like go on a military computer and start using Facebook. You can go. I think you can use Instagram now on a military computer, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, all that stuff was a sin back in the day. I mean, prohibition happened; you couldn't use it. Now you got class sixes everywhere in the military. So,
well, and you made the point, prohibition. You know, you still, and I'm just using the deployed scenario. You still can't have a beer while deployed.
No, that's fair. And you're not going to be able to smoke a drink while you deploy. Yeah, no.
I am of the opinion you should be able to have a beer while you're deployed. That's just my humble opinion.
Oh, yeah.
But that's my opinion. I don't believe that the military is going to be like,
no.
You know, Fat Rob, you're completely right. We should let these guys in the stand have themselves a cocktail while they're overseas.
But that's overseas. That's when you're in a wartime situation. I don't want my people being drunk and high when they're in wartime. They have to be 100% ready at all times. I get that. However, when you're in stateside and you're just practicing, especially I think our troops should be smoking marijuana other than alcohol, because, I mean, it just kind of keeps them mellow. You're not ready to fight after, you smoke a joint. You're ready. You're mellow.
The number is 720-619-0627. Give us a call. Give us your feed. Again, that number is 720-619-0627.
Even if they legalize marijuana federally, which I don't believe that they will. I believe that's a state issue. But even if they legalize marijuana federally, I do not believe that it will be allowed in the United States military. You still have employers that still will still piss test you. We live in Colorado. It's a mecca of weed.
Right.
And you still have employers here that will not allow you to, in your off time, consume.
Okay.
I don't believe that the United States military, with all the restrictions that they have on it, we can't even use ephedrine in the military. You think they'll let us get high? There you go.
They allow us to use Percocet. After you get a wisdom teeth pulled, I've done that. And that's heroin in that. I just realized that.
You have to remove the common sense from it. You're trying to apply the common sense. What the heck is that, dude?
Oh, my goodness. What are we doing? Okay.
I don't know if I want to share that or not.
We're trying to have a serious conversation.
Probably not. Whoever sent that, thank you. Best text. You're trying to apply common sense to it. I agree with you. It's what should happen, in part. I agree with you. But I don't believe that will... It will happen. So, and you handed me the phone. Do you mind if I read a little bit of this?
Yeah, well, I was reading it because... back in October 16th, 2020, CM Master Sergeant Bass, I hope I said that right. She won't kill me if I don't. CM Sergeant Bass was looking at changing the stance on marijuana. And she ultimately came no, said no, we're not changing the stance on marijuana. Not at this time, but looking at it. But however, we're in Colorado, and we got three bases here. We have Carson. We have
five
actually. Carson, Buckley,
Peterson,
the Academy.
The other one down in the Springs.
The other one, Peterson, Carson, Academy.
What's the other one called? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's five bases. It's five at Cheyenne Mountain. You can say that, but I don't want nobody up to Cheyenne Mountain, you know, using marijuana either. But that's like the last place I want people using. But it's just like it's all around us, and especially like in Fort Carson. Fort Carson is huge, and being that it's available, readily available, especially in Denver. You can get military discounts in dispensaries.
I love that. I love that you can walk into a dispensary and they'll give you a military discount.
And show you a military ID. It's like, yeah, we'll give you 10% off right off the bat.
That cracks me up.
Or give you a free joint. You know, it's just like, it's like inevitable. So, I mean, why, you know, when random drug tests, you got to go in for a random drug test.
I'm going
to
share this photo real quick while we're while we're talking.
Why would you?
This is
These
the
are
best text of the
get.
Day.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I just wanted to make sure that we.
Oh my God, this is killing.
Made sure that we played that.
Well, why would it be so much troublesome? It's like, say, you can easily get roofie. There's gummies, there's edibles and stuff like that. You can eat a bad cookie and you're like, oh, this is nice cookie. And you eat it and like, oh my God, there's marijuana in it.
Yeah, and here. If you have a piss test in the next month, you're going to lose rank.
Why? You could actually say it was an accident. That's a legit accident, too. You could be at somebody's house, at a friend's house as a civilian, and you're like, oh, let me get one of these cookies. Oh, my God. I am high. You know? Then you get what do you do? You go to the commander and say, I accidentally ate a marijuana cookie?
That's a different thing. That's
Why is that a different thing? This is all less trouble. Why is that a different thing?
I'm not disagreeing with your premise. I'm disagreeing with the thought that the military will say yes to it. I agree it has its advantages, and some people can truly benefit from it. I have not smoked, if you are my boss. if you're listening. Yeah,
no,
exactly.
No.
But in that same, I don't think that the military is smart enough as an institution to look at the benefits
of that.
You're
saying the military is not smart enough.
As an institution.
As an institution.
To say there are benefits to
this. This is a military broadcast radio. You say we're not smart enough.
Dude. Hey. No.
I got you.
If you put it to a vote tomorrow, hey, everyone in the United States military, go on to Facebook at htrain.com. No one gives away free weed. go on to Facebook.com. Go on the H-Train show. If you are in the military, you can vote. The outcome of this vote will determine whether or not anyone in the United States military is allowed to smoke weed as of tomorrow.
A lot of people say yes.
A lot of people say yes. Now, add the command influence to it.
Okay.
The command is not smart enough to say, hey, this person suffers from anxiety. This person suffers from hip, back, or knee pain. Oh, did you just have knee surgery? Yes, you are authorized for the next 30 days you are exempt from your analysis. They're not that smart. It won't happen, dude.
You just gave them the reason why it should be. You just explained it, yeah.
I'm so, playing devil's advocate. Not a devil's advocate.
You're on my side, but you're just saying that they won't do it. I believe that they are smart enough. I mean, we're getting to a new generation where it's going to happen. You know, we're in the liberal generation now. You know, like a lot of people are coming in and they're going to see the benefits of smoking marijuana. Like all the stuff you listed and like the other stuff, like, you know, Percocet,
do you ever read any of the stories of the history of the Russian military after they exited Afghanistan?
No.
The Russian military was severely degraded after Afghanistan because of drug use, violence, sexual assaults, things like that.
Right.
The Russian military essentially fell apart after Afghanistan. And that was a huge part of us winning the Cold War, I believe.
Probably, yeah.
We're about to exit Afghanistan, and I see everything pointing to – on Colfax they do. I see everything pointing towards our military going down the same pathway.
Really?
Yep. There's going to be a ton of soldiers that are going to be booted out for
it's a garrison army at that point. And now they have to start. Now you're going to start spit shining your desert boots. You're going to start starching your uniforms again. You're going to go back to being a garrison military.
Correct.
And they're going to start enforcing things like urinalysis. You'll see a lot more urinalysis.
I hate to derail you guys, but we have to go to tribute to the troops now.
We could kind of talk about this all night.
Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, it is tribute to the troops.
This is an MBR moment of heroism.
Sir, I don't know how to tell this story.
Well, you got to, Joe. You tell the American people what these men did here. You tell them how my troopers died.
Radio proudly salutes James Albert Baker. James Albert Baker, 75, of Lakewood, Colorado, was born in Denver on June the 1st, 1945, and passed away April the 12th, 2021, in Littleton, Colorado. James was a 1963 graduate of Cherry Creek High School, and he began his post-secondary education at Northeastern Junior College in Sterling, Colorado. In 1966, after taking a semester of leave from school, he was drafted into the Army and was deployed to Vietnam as a radio operator. As a result of his excellent service, he received medals for his dedication and bravery. Upon returning home, he completed his associate's degree and began his lifelong career as a paint contractor. In 1969, he married Diane Kamens, and they went on to have two daughters. Jim's hobbies included fishing, gardening, camping, watching Denver sports teams, and fixing things in his garage. On behalf of Military Broadcast Radio and a grateful nation, thank you for your service.
James Maitland, Vice President of Four Wheel to Heel, and you're listening to the H-Train Show.
Get your phones ready. The H-Train Show wants to hear from you at 720-619-0627. Best caller text of the night wins a prize from the H-Train Show at 720-619-0627. MBR and the H-Train Show, giving veterans a voice.
Not up. There we are.
We are up.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to the show that highlights all the nonprofit programs out there beyond the VA. You're listening to the Ace Train Show, and it's that time, ladies and gentlemen. It's almost time for the 2-minute warning. But before we go to the 2-minute warning, we've got a couple of comments that I wanted to bring up, and the tribute to the troop. We want to say great job to PDB. He's been outstanding getting that stuff together, and I mean he's got three shows every week. Starts at, I believe it's 4:30 to 5:30, and we just really appreciate you helping us out, PDB. We really do. Craig mentioned this, and I don't know if you guys want to keep talking about your thing before we go to the 2-minute warning.
No, but I'm pretty sure I won my argument.
No, you did. No, no way.
What do you?
You agreed with me at the end and said that the military is not smart to do it. I think they are in 5 years. They will.
But you know, Craig says silly shit happens. But remember, you're not just a warrior, but a professional. We lost many chapters that couldn't transition.
Yeah, from being I was in combat to now a garrison army. And who's going to be left? You know who's going to make sergeant major? All those chuckleheads that survive in a garrison army.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All the people you're like, how did that dude get promoted?
I'm like that right now. I'm like, oh my God. I see him on Facebook like, really?
That dude got promoted?
That dude?
Yeah.
You know what we did?
I can tell you that I strongly believe that we had a harder, more skillful, more intelligent military NCO background 10 years ago compared to now.
Yeah, because technology has helped us. Like, a lot of people don't want to say this, but, like, you know, we always get mad at this generation, like, oh, now you can just carry iPads for books and stuff like that. But, yes, that's what we were supposed to do when our generation was supposed to make it easier for the next generation to come up. We're not supposed to have them walk 10 miles to school. We're supposed to let them use the scooters and all that stuff.
I think they're having a hard time right now keeping it all contained. A lot of people are trying to provide leadership through Twitter.
Yeah,
and
or Twitter,
it's a problem.
TikTok, yeah, all that stuff.
Leadership through TikTok, exactly.
Leadership through TikTok, yeah. That's
although, did you see the thing? Sergeant Major is not allowing anyone to leave Afghanistan until all the brass is picked up.
Yeah, no, I saw that.
Sergeant Major's like, I need five volunteers. I thought that was kind of funny. that was pretty darn funny.
That's one of the articles that I should have shared.
Yeah,
but that's like one of the things. I mean, that's how you get today's troops' attention. Though you gotta do it through TikTok. You got to do it through Instagram and stuff like
that. Do you think
that
is going to erode a chain of command? Because now I can just send the Sergeant Major of the Army a Twitter message, and now I don't have to go to my squad leader now.
If that's the case, you should use your chain of command. They should notify, like, the chain of – you could tweet your chain of command. Like, I'm going to tweet my supervisor or my master sergeant or whatever, and then should go up the chain of command that way. But
if – Specialist Williams went to Staff Sergeant Lakis and Sergeant Schoolfield and said, hey, I'm going to send a Twitter message to Sergeant Major of the Army. They would have crushed my soul before I could reach my phone.
Yes, of course.
Hit it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. Strap in.
It's the 2-minute warning.
2-minute warning.
What we learned today.
Are you not entertained?
Sponsored by Common Ground Golf Course in Colorado, a place for all and all the game teaches.
You've been doing that so long that it looks like you're saying it. That's kind of cool, dude.
I like that.
That was actually super cool the way you just did that.
Holly, you're our first because this is the first time that you've been in the studio. Me and Rob were talking. We love having you in the studio. If you like having you in the studio, we're going to continue having you in the studio. What did you learn today?
I learned that a meat platter will be killer hit at your birthday party.
Yes.
Light on the bacon.
Yes. I mean,
she made a good point. Holly made a good point. Like, what do you have for Thanksgiving if you don't like sides?
Just the bird.
Just the bird.
I'm just having turkey.
Just ham?
Ham slices.
What? That's it? Heck? You serious?
I'm serious.
I've learned that he's serious about this.
Who has sides? Ham on Thanksgiving?
Oh, my God.
I don't like turkey. I like fried turkey.
You like the turducken?
I like fried turkey.
We are definitely going to talk about this when we get closer to November.
Roddy, what did you learn?
Roddy has learned that you don't like sides, man. Come on.
Rob, what did you learn today?
Freedom through structure. I love that.
I like that.
I learned to stop stopping.
Stop stopping.
Stop stopping.
Like I learned that we can't leave Afghanistan until everybody picks up the brass. That's what I learned. All right, Rob, take us home.
Well, give me the sheet, man.
You haven't learned this perfectly yet.
I do, but that's the show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show and Holly. And remember, you can listen to us again and again. The podcast, this radio show, is available right after we go off the air tonight, more like tomorrow morning. And remember, we're here for you, not for us.
Giving our veterans a voice.
That's a lot of fingers.
We'll be right back.